نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wala alhamdulillah that tonight the moon, the crescent, was sighted here in South Africa, and this ushers in the month of Zulhijjah. Is all the grace and mercy of Allah. So what is tonight? Tonight is Noorun ala Noor. One, it is Laylatul Jumu'ah. You heard Qari Sahib reading beautifully, Inna Allah wa Malaikatahu in the Salat. And all of us, when we hear this verse, then we should be reading Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salutations. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us and said, especially on Laylatul Jumu'ah, day of Friday, يوم الجمعة أكثروا من الصلاة علي يوم الجمعة. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon me on the night, on the day of Friday. Is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So let's read Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From a very young age, our parents, our honorable ustads, they taught us Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif. What is Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif is a Farsi word, Persian word. So we hear from our honorable ustads that, I don't know Farsi literally, but we don't, we forgot everything. So Durood Sharif, Durood literally means when you have a bumper harvest, a bumper crop, and you are going to sell your harvest, your crop, for maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that are the dunya things. Now when we read Salawat Durood Sharif upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you receive and obtain and attain the optimum, maximum reward. Dunya also, akhirat also. It's a win-win situation. So keep the tongue moist, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawana Zakariya Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, in the old Tablighi Nisab, there was a chapter there, Fazail al-Durood. I still have that copy in Urdu. So if you look at all the ahadith there, you will find great, great ahadith. Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah wrote whole book on Al-Qawlul Badi and so forth. So like that, you will find great, great giants and great, great ulama wrote books on all this. One day I was in Masjid Nabawi, and right in front, where the Mihrabi Usmani, in the first of, and we had our backs facing to the Qibla, and we were facing the Master, Muwajaha Sharif you call. Our face is facing the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was a Syrian sheikh, but he was not an ordinary person. He was a master of the Arabic language, a sha'ir par excellence, and everything. He's looking, he's crying, I'm next to him, and he's composing poetry. He composes, he reads. He composes, he reads. And he's reading, I'm crying, he's like that. So then he finished, he closed it. So I told him, Shaykh, lo samaht, lo indaka nuskhatan ukhra. So do you have another copy, Shaykh? So he looked at me, he said, from where you are? I said, from South Africa. You know, we can collect books and all that. Mutanabbi wrote, khairu jalisi kutubi. My best friend are my books. You will never lose out. Khairu jalisi kutubi. My best friend are my books. Oh, Hafiz Muhsin, down barakatum, you hear my brother. He's our khas brother, mashallah. So, mashallah, so, he said, so he said, take it, never mind. I don't think he had another copy. Oh, he was compiling in front of me, and this type of things. And he's praising the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many thousands and millions of people came? They made their own poetry. Come, let me start with this. So, when we were very young in Madrasa, and I went to Iran in 2013, and I went to Hazrat Sheikh Saadi's grave, Qabr Mubarak. So Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, now he's inspired, he's motivated, you know. And now he wants to praise the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how he praises him? Sheikh Saadi is Sunni. And then Iran, what is the truth? We must speak the truth. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَىٰ. So what is the... Your hatred for a person, a nation, must not make you go beyond the limit that you don't do justice with your enemy. You must do justice with everybody, even with your enemy. Quran says that. اِعْدِلُوهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَىٰ. So Sheikh Saadi is Sunni, and they admit to it, and they made notes on his name. Remember that. And they write there also is Sunni. So nevertheless, Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah, is now writing, composing poetry fi hubbin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salawat like that. So he wrote, you all know it, but maybe you never knew who really compiled it. When we went madrasa, we learnt it. So Sheikh Saadi started compiling. Balagal ula bi kamalihi. Balagal ula bi kamalihi. He, the master, alayhi salatu salam, he reached the highest of the high. Look at Mi'raj. What happened to the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He reached such heights that no human being, no creation will ever reach. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we elevated your name, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rasul Allah. So high, so high, so majestic. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, then your name and nami, your isme grami is mentioned after that. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, balagal ula bi kamalihi, kashafad duja bi jamalihi. Ya Rasulullah, O our Master, your beauty, the glory of your beauty is such, it removes all the darknesses. Now I write another topic, but anyway, let's carry on now. So, Allama Alusi rahimahullah writes in Ruhul Ma'ani, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, somebody asked her, O Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq radiallahu anha, explain to us the Jamal about, explain Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, who is the master? She was a master, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Kanat adibatan, faqihatan, muhaddithatan, mufassiratan. She was a master in so many various fields. So, she was a adiba, a linguist par excellence. So she said, you ask me about the master, I tell you. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us there is a sun, S-U-N. Walil afaqi shamsu. And on the horizon there is a sun. Wa shamsuna khayrun min shamsi samai. But the sun, our sun, is much more superior, greater than the sun that you see on the horizon. She made a claim. She has to substantiate it. فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That the sun will rise when Fajr time ends. And our sun? فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. Our son, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his Chehrahi Anwar, his Wajah Anwar, his Mubarak countenance was shining, glittering even after Isha time. Wasirajam Munira, Allah called the sun Siraj. Allah called the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam Siraj Munira. The nur of the Master is moving, moving, moving everywhere all the time. Who can speak about the Master alayhi salam? Balaghal ula bi kamalihi kashafad duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi. When it came to the akhlaq, the mannerism, everything of the Master alayhi salam, Allah said, Ya Rasulullah, wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. That your akhlaq kareema is so lofty and exalted and exalted. That is sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So where Saadi went? Balaghal ula bi kamalihi kashafad duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Pen stop, mind stop, everything stop. Now what? The shair, he needs to be inspired and motivated, then he can compile. And if something don't work, stuck. So he left it, he said, let me sleep. Or he slept, was tired. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam came night time. In his dream, was the Sheikh Saadi's dream, rahimahullah. If you go to Saadi's grave, subhanallah, the whole walls are filled with poetry. I don't understand 3/4, 99% all Farsi. 1-2 Arabic you will find. But majority all Farsi. Saadi read, Iqra. He reads, Balaghal ula bi kamalihi, kashafad duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi. Right now, Saadi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. The whole balance, everything scale footing properly. Sallu alayhi. Read salawat upon the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa alihi. And on the family of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read upon the Master and the family of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the followers of the Master. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Daril Hijra was sitting. So the Ansar children, grandchildren, he's not Tabi. Imam Malik is not Tabi. Anybody says Tabi, Tabi is incorrect. So he's Tabat Tabi. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Tabi'i successor, Tabat Tabi'i successor of the successor. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, but he met the Ansar children and the grandchildren and the Muhajirin children, like that he met. So big debate in Medina. That, this kind of debate used to have. They came to Imam Malik. Imam Malik is Darul Hijra, biggest Imam of his time. So the Muhajirin came. They say, Imam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Now you tell us who is Allah. If you say Ansar children, then big trouble with Muhajirin. If you say Muhajirin children, grandchildren, big problem. Imam Malik was a genius. Go read his life history. He never left Medina. Oh, only once. He only left Medina once. Why he left? To go perform Hajj. He performed Hajj once only. Yesterday I was telling you about my Umrah and Hajj. I forgot one important point. I mentioned to our brother Iqbal Musa and few other brothers afterwards. Our Ustad. You South Africans must wake up on this, yeah. Because sometimes we treat people, leaves a lot to be desired. And you mother sisters also. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when he used to teach Ahadith Mubarakah, no fence and all that. This fence came about in 888, 555 years ago. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. Next to that, only one person had the honor to teach hadith right next to the Master alayhi salatu salam, Imam Malik rahim. In our time, which we saw after fence and all that, was Imam, not Imam, Sheikh, Fadilatul Sheikh, Ustaduna wa Sheikhuna, Umar Falata rahimahullah. Sheikh Umar Falata, African Sheikh. When I went first time, 74, he was teaching, I couldn't understand nothing. I should still sit there. See, this man looks very special and afterwards. So we built up with very good taluk and ties. And Sheikh Umar Falata, African Ustad from Nigeria, when we used to come and sit in his dars, in his lesson, we used to kiss him on his forehead, we used to kiss him on his hand. Then we sit next to him, and then everybody just kept in and asked some questions. So he asked me once, then, what are the kharajta min al-jamia? When you qualified in the jamia? Jamia Medina. So I said, Sheikh, I never studied here. He said, where you study? I said, I studied the masjid by you. So he started laughing. Then I told him, there in Karachi, we studied by Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri's madrasa. He said, lughatuhu qawiyya. So he said, he was an imam, like so great he was in Arabic language. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah. He taught hadith, my brothers, in Masjid Nabawi for 49, almost 50 years. The only person we know. And he taught hadith in the place where Imam Malik rahimahullah should teach. These are the ulama. If I tell you certain things, you know, you'll cry. And you'll leave all that. So my brothers, so the Sheikh Umar Falata, we attended so many lessons of him. Then he told me, okay, come, I take you, I'll give you some kitabs and all that. And we went and gave us a lot of kitab. But Allah's help, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So why I'm telling you that, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, so they came to him, what is ma madlulu hadil ayah? What is the meaning of wa alihi? So you must tell us, al, what's the meaning of al? So he's a genius. He left Medina once only for Hajj and he came back. His intense love for Medina, intense love for the Master alayhi salam. He says, see, Surah 40, verse number 46. Surah 40, verse 46. Read the ayat. An-naru yu'raduna alayya ghuduwa wa ashiyya. This is Quran. The Pharaoh and his cronies and his comrades, whole lot are in the fire, and the fire is already coming to them day and night. This is now in Barzakh. And Fir'aun's body, Allah says, is preserved. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Then Quran Kareem states, أَنَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيَّا غُدُوَّهُ وَعَشِيَّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةً. And when the day of justice is established, أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Everyone who followed the Pharaoh will go into a worse Jahannam, worse place. If آلَ فِرْعَوْن means كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ فِرْعَوْن, everyone who followed the Pharaoh, then آلُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم means كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ النَّبِيَ الْمُصْطَفَى. You need an imam. If he was here, we should have kissed him. What a genius he is. You need to learn Arabic, my brothers. You need to sit with the ulama, and then you will appreciate what is Quran Sharif and so forth. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam taught Sheikh Saadi the last part. Balagal ula bi kamalihi, kashafad duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi, swallu alayhi wa alihi. So I'm telling you that tonight is Nurun ala Nur, is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Then Qarisa read in the Qirat there, the starting of Surah Kahf. He made shortcut a little bit, but anyway, he's also good enough. So what he did, he read there, he said, now you're going to get tired also, you see. So he read few ayats. If you read full 10 ayats and all that, then Hadith Sahih in Mustadrak Hakim, Usima min Fitnatid Dajjal. Then what will happen? That Allah will protect you from all the trials, tribulation of Dajjal. And I am telling you, you must read all Surah Kahf. Read tonight to read tomorrow morning. See why? Man, and you have got big problem, you know that. No? I told where the Hafiz Basar. I said that if today they don't see the moon here in Durban, then remember this Durban, there's something definitely wrong with it. Because it's such a clear day. Then something, the moon don't want to see you guys. You understood? The moon is good for honeymoon, I'm telling you. So, مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةَ أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَتَيْنِ. That whosoever read Surah Kahf, Ghar, narrow cave, Kahf, broad cave, يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةَ on a Friday night or morning, daytime, then what will happen? Allah adaa lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Allah give you nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday right till the next Friday. Now here we press button, press button, press. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. My neighbor, before I left the phone, he said, hey, not Muslim. So, hey, forgive me, my brother. I said, what happened? He said, no, I bought a generator, it's going to make noise. His generator is 2x2 maybe, you know, so small. Mine for the radio, I don't know how big it is. So I'm thinking he's apologizing to me for the noise when mine go on, the whole street can hear it. Burr, 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 burr. So like that, this thing. I said, no, don't worry, it's all right, don't worry. See, we must keep good ties, you know, like that. You got neighbors sometimes, non-Muslim, give them something also. Like that. Don't wait for Eid and all that now. So now, you know, our big month, take something. So at least as Muslim, we got some call. Like that, my brothers. So anyway, it's Laylatul Jumu'ah. Then what it is? Bidayatu Zulhijjah wal Fajri walayalin ashir. See tafsir quick I give you. Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas passes away in 68. He's buried there in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiya performed janazah salat. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the demise took place, Abdullah bin Abbas was not baligh. Sheikh, your son how old? Four. We just double him up. Okay. You know I came now for before namaz? I went to visit a small boy here, 10 years old. 10 years old. Our Dr. Magda, the Muhammad Magda, there in Queenstown, mashallah, was there last week, his grandson. So Mona Magda's son here, Ismail, 10 years old. Ismail Azur, make dua for him, Allah give him. Shifai Kamil, Allah make it easy for his parents, grandparents, all. Abdullah bin Abbas was only 10, 11, 12 years. He was not baligh. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took him in his mubarak hands, bi yadihi ya sharifa. And then he made dua for the master made dua for him. Allahumma Allahumma faqihu ad-deen. Ya Allah, give him profound understanding of deen. Wa allimhu ta'wil. Teach him interpretation of Quran. He became the greatest alim, Bahrul Ulum. You see your ocean, his knowledge was more than your ocean. That is Abdullah Abbas. Everybody had to sit at his feet. So a young man. Then remember Abdullah bin Zubair. He passes away in 73. He was martyred, then they crucified, and then buried there in Makkah. The year 73. Abdullah bin Zubair is buried there, and his mother Asma. Asma. You know Abdullah bin Zubair? Awwalu mawludin fil Madina ba'd al Hijrah. After the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates to Madina Munawwara, then the first baby child to be born was Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. You know what went first in his mouth Mubarak? First what? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's busaq Mubarak. Open Bukhari Sharif. The saliva mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered his mouth. He is sahabi. His parents are sahabi. Zubair radiallahu anhu. Asma, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, sister of Sayyidina Aisha. She passed away 100 years old. All her teeth were still intact. Sayyidina Asma radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Zubair told his mother, I'm going now, but I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to destroy me. See a mother telling her son, is Qurbani coming now? We all know Sunday is Eid next week. We're all very happy now. No shop and job and hustle and bustle. You can sleep and all that lot of things. So, in Ashata, when the goat, the sheep and all that is sacrificed and all that, then la tata'allam ba'dal insilah. That after that, you don't feel no pain. So see that goat and that sheep, you don't feel no pain. You just rip off, take off everything. So when you go, beta, ya bunayya, you will be shaheed. You won't feel any pain. Allah will elevate you. That was their last meeting. And then he passes away. He's buried there in Makkah, Mu'allah. Maulana, you came with us. Yeah. So the Mohsin, you came up, sir. So I showed you all, this side is Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anh, and this side here is his mother Sayyida Asma radiallahu anh. See? 73 he passed away. These, all of them said, well, Fajri, other one Mujahid. You know what Mujahid? Mujahid passes away in front of the Kaaba Musharrafah, wa wasajidun, in Sajda he passed away. So all of them said, Wal Fajri wa Layalin Ashr means this first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Make qadr of these nights, my brothers. Put that shaitan TV off. Remember, the more muqaddas the night is and the more haram dandas we do, then Allah Ta'ala give more punishment. Then you see what happened here now in Durban all this time, last year, this year, all that. So get out of all these vices. It's time to turn to Allah, cry to Allah, beg Allah, change our halat from sayyi'at to hasanat, from negative to positive. Allah have easy, make easy for all of us, inshallah. Not only yeah, I was in PE, there big problem with water. Make dua for them. Allah manshur rahmataka ala ahli Port Elizabeth, for people in Port Elizabeth. Allah manshur rahmataka ala Somal, 40 years. The worst, worst now famine drought they're going through in Somalia. So we can't be in our comfort zone. I'm staying here and I'm staying there and I'm staying there and I'm relaxing with my feet all stretched up and admiring the ocean. And then we forget everybody. You say, go fly a kite. It can't work like that in Islam. Mallam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimin fa laysa minhum. You don't bother about the ummah, you're not part of the ummah. Hadith Musnad Ahmad. So that is our starting point. Now what are we going to do? So tonight you make extra ibadat. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Qiyami laylatil qadri is like making ibadat on the night of majesty. And you start fasting tomorrow, mothers, sisters, then you get reward. Qasiyami sanatin. 1 year's fasting. But you see, human nature is such. We love to fast. Sunnat fast, nafil fast. You know why? It massages our ego nicely. And then that kalama see a dream tonight or tomorrow night, she will say, I'm the Rabia Basriya of my time. And our brother must see a dream. He'll say, what? I'm the Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi of my time. Say, maybe Ponchigya. Brothers, this is talbis e iblis, shaitan deceives us. If we got qada fast, you must start keeping qada tomorrow. And remember, when you make qada intention, you make now, at night. And what qaza, you can't make any other intention. Only qaza. You see, we want to always short circuit the system. Say, no, Allah, me, I kill 2-3 birds with one stone. I'll make intention for qaza, I'll make intention for sunnat, I'll make intention for nafil, all. Your qaza fast won't be valid. When you make intention for qaza, it must be qaza only. We need to understand, this is tafaqquh fi deen. Understand our deen properly. That deen is, we must fit into the deen. Not deen must come into my desires and my whims and your fancies and this. No. That is not deen. That is ittiba'i hawa. That is following whims and fancies. Understand? So that is the deen we must know. So all this we got now. Hadith sahih. Abdullah ibn Umar reports. You know Abdullah ibn Umar? He's also buried in Makkah. So not in Mu'alla in the graveyard. One day we're making tawaf. So the person in front of me, he did something funny, you know. So I just tapped him and said, well, don't do like this, do it like this. What do you know is behind? You don't know. The one sheikh at the back, he saw me doing that. So he tapped me. So he asked me, where are you? I said, South Africa, in this Junubi Africa. So after the war, meet me there, Maqam Ibrahim. Oh, very good. I can see he's a big sheikh, you know. So we finish, you know. They say, you've been this place, you've been there. I said, no. So tomorrow you meet me there, I'll take you such places, nobody in Makkah will show you. I said, SubhanAllah. I said, 100%, anytime you tell me, we're ready. So, what you do, Sheikh? He said, Ana muhadir fi Umm al-Qura. I teach history, I teach Thursday in Umm al-Qura University. Many years ago this. So he told me, he took me to Abdullah bin Umar's grave there, and that. Is behind one Arab person's house and this type there. And what places? Places we never heard of also. So like that, all Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. I did something good, hal jazaa ul ihsani illa al ihsan, he did like that. Allah's fazl comes. Just too good for, don't worry about this. Allah will open many doors, inshallah. So all that finished then. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he reports hadith Musnad Ahmad, that what must you do? Aksiru fi hinna. In this month, Zulhijjah, read abundantly. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allah Akbar. keep the tongue busy, busy. Imam Abu Hanifa used to wear a ring. They today, what they're wearing, our brothers and sisters. You ask them, they're very busy. Holidays, very busy. The emails are flying more to the females, you know. So he'll have her ring, her name and all that, his girlfriend. And she will have his ring. I'm very, so many years I never wore a ring in my life. Other day I asked my wife, you understand, I ever gave you a ring? She said, no. I said, it's very good, you don't need a ring, you understand? So this type of thing. So what we have to give ring? We gave jewelry, we gave this and this and this, all the ring and story. So there was some, not sunnat or something to give a ring and that. So this, we also just brought it in a little bit, you understood? So anyway, you want to give a ring, is alright, you understand? So you give other things also, it's fine. So the point I was making now, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah is buried there. After his death, demise, they changed the area's name, A'zamiyah, you know. So you must remember that Imam Sahib used to wear a ring. For what? Every time you look, jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is very small. The crime it commits is very big. Imam of his time, reminder always. See, my brothers, where are we? We just carry on. We never get tired, you understand? That one guy phoned me. See, but Mufti, how you manage this, man? And not a lighty, a big guy, you know. I say, what you mean? He say, I'm listening to you on the radio and you're speaking to me live here also. How you manage speaking on the radio and how you? I say, no, I got a lot of jinnats, my brother. You understand? I speak on the radio also and I speak to you. For real, you believe me, man. You understood? So, well, I'm a naive character, you know, and this type of thing. So he said, you mean you can do that? You can speak on the radio also, and you can speak to him on the phone also. Then I told him, Baji, that one is recorded, and I'm speaking to you live. You understood? So this type of thing. He couldn't understand it, you know. When we started the radio, Channel Islam, and this and all that. So it has to come there, and it has to have a lot of petty incidents, man. So one youngster, like this, name? His name? Dihya. Dihya Kalbi, like that. Ah, mashallah. So, small lighty like Dihya, like this, something. So the father came, you know. He said, my son wants to meet you. He listens to you on the radio, and this. So father said, this is Mufti AK. Children are innocent, they just speak. He said, Abba, but how he came out of the radio? He put the father in such a big giant inside the radio. Now how he came out of the radio? You see, so this type of things. Yeah, masoom children, you know, that's why. Must make take the. Let them make dua sometime. Their dua is accepted. The topic is this. What I want to speak to you all. You must know the major incidents that. Okay, you must read. Can we all read the dua? At least one dua. Let's read. We know tonight is first of Zulhijjah, right? And now let's read the dua, and then I'll give you the topics, what I want to speak about. And that is, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Three words. Allahu Akbar, you know, right? Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. So we read the dua now. First three nights is Hilal. Then it changes. So this hadith is authentic, is in Abu Dawood. So, Ya Allah, whenever the new month starts, we read the dua, you grant us khair. Give us goodness, Ya Allah. In our iman, in our Islam, in our family, in our love for our family, in our country, is riddled with crime. Just now I went to Hafiz Basar's father's place, he's insisting. So they were speaking something, I was busy with the interview there also. So, he said that two people died today or something, or two robberies took place. One died and I don't know what. One in a mall and one chap, I don't know, they shot him somewhere dead, not Muslim. So now imagine you're just walking, somebody take out and finish this. We become like anarchy, you know, lawlessness. So let me tell you, South Africa is, for what I'm sitting here. If I speak like this in Muslim country, are you all here just now? They locked me up long time, and they threw the keys also. We won't even know where it is. So brothers, make shukr for what we got here. You need to understand these things. Now to give you 5 incidents, because my time is going also. That's why I'm sitting like this, so I can see that nice watch there. It's good I can see the time, so I must finish by 25 past, then we make dua. Incident number 1, we call this Al-Ahdath. The major incidents, events that took place during the month of Zulhijjah. Now pay attention. The day is 10th of Zulhijjah. 10th of Zulhijjah is what? Is what, brothers? Eid day. The year is 19. Who came there? Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala, and they came from Gaza. Gaza, the kuffar, they make Gaza. Use the Islamic term, Gaza. G-A-Z-Z-A. They came from Gaza, that's why it's called Gaza. Gaza al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born there in the year 150. Gaza is the place where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great-great-grandfather Hashim is buried there. Gaza is the place where the Mujahideen would gather and then they would come and strategize, think tank. Amr bin As comes, he's mobilizing his forces, Sahaba, Tabi'in. And then on Eid day, they reach Arish. If you know your geography, then you come from Gaza, Palestine, today occupies Palestine. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin, Allahumma alikum kama alakta ada wa thamud. So remember that they came to Arish. So now we mobilizing. Lo and behold, this is Zilhijjah, Eid day. And then, from then, you take that and first Ramadan. First Ramadan, the 20th year of Hijrah, he conquers Cairo, Egypt, major portion of it. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. The oldest masjid in the continent of Africa. When you go, what we go Cairo? Go see this. The main place you don't see. You must go to Amr bin As masjid. And the whole history is written there. How 80 Sahaba, 70 Sahaba, they calculated, worked out which way is Qibla and everything. And today it's a big, magnificent masjid. But where it started from? From Gaza, then they came. On Eid day, they were in Arish. So this was in the 19th year. And first Ramadan, 20th year, therefore Amr bin As radiallahu anhu arda, his title is Fatih Misr. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in Muharram, the 70 after Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ali all. So he played a prominent role. So his title Fatih Khaybar. Therefore my children, our children, what they say? Go see my brothers. Iman in their hearts, stones in their hand, and they take on the Jutla, Jewish, Zionist, terrorist government and army, and what they say? Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are the army of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We come from Khaybar and we're going to defeat you. Today me and you see what a pastala huzul breakers. That is what Iman does, man. You got one incident. Every day in the news today, whether you see TV, news, I'm not saying it's permissible now. So TV, radio, newspaper, online, this line, this, Russia and Ukraine and us. Quickly I give you. 28th of Zulhijjah. You must remember that it is the Crusaders, 1571 Gregorian calendar, and they conquered Moscow. You know your history? We don't even know South African history properly. So this type of thing. Go learn, my brothers, Iqra. You can't be wasting your life in all this nonsense, this LGBT soccer players and all these shaitans who got together. 3/4 half your life went away in nonsensical haram activities. So our Muslims, quickly I fly through. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 11th year after Hijrah, demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Master said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-khilafatu ba'di thalathuna sana. 30 years khilafat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, then Sayyidina Ali, and Sayyidina Hassan. These are Khulafa'i Rashidin. So remember, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's demise took place in 40th year, 17 Ramadan, and that is in Kufa. And They say Najaf, all this, a lot of propaganda. All. Anyway, so that is all in Iraq. We went all this to Allah, sir. Then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu ruled the Ummah for 6 months, then he resigned. He went himself to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who's in Damascus. I resign. Here's the mantle of leadership. Here's the mantle of Khilafat. You become the Khalifa. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salam is speaking. He said, the Hassan is small, young person. The Master alayhi salatu salam says, don't worry, your radio is still working. I didn't die or something. I'm still alive. So, I was drinking water. Yeah, on a mimbar, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was sitting. The Master alayhi salam looked at him and said, Inna ibn hadha sayyidun. This youngster, this son of my grandson, he's the leader. La'allallaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation. So which we are we speaking about? 41. 41 is called Amul Jama'ah. One Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'minin, one ruler. And his Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda. He ruled the Ummah from 41 to 60. 22nd Rajab, he passes away. And remember, he's buried in Damascus radiallahu anhu arda. That is the beginning of the Umayyad dynasty. Umayyad dynasty continues 90 years. Thereafter, they collapse. Then comes the Abbasite dynasty. 525 years. Your Harun Rashid and all these people there. Right? And they ruling from Iraq and so forth. Iraq is Ardur Rafidatain, the land of the two rivers. One side the Furat, one side the Furat and Tigris. You must say Tigris River, and that side there was the Furat, Euphrates, and this is the Tigris River. So that is called your Iraq. And then they finish after 526 years, then you get the Ottoman Empire. You know how long they ruled? If you take from starting to ending, 640 years. They never ruled one country and all that, like how we got all this one Africa. They control continents. They control Asia. They control half Northern Africa. So all that upper region. They control Europe, half of Europe. Moscow, 1571, end of Zulhijjah, Muslims conquered it. How many Muslims know these things? We are a sleeping nation, you must remember. You know, if you know good Urdu, you say, Ye ummat to khabe ghaflat mein. We in our own dreamland, you know, understood? So this type of things, yeah. So, that, you call khabe ghaflat. Totally. In Afrikaans, they say, man khapla. You know, understand? Be parwa. You know, own will. Just carry on, you understood? Khana, peena, sona, pahana. That is our life. Eat, drink, sleep and go relieve yourself. Just kill time and waste time. Majority of the ummah. So let's carry on. How many we gave you? Amr bin As. Second one, we gave you this in history. Third one. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, lesson about him. Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. All Sahaba came. Umar didn't come. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu arda was invited to come. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, raised his Mubarak hands. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham on a Friday in Ramadan, he dies straight to Jahannam. Where? In the battle of Badr. He becomes Abu Jahl. Umar becomes who? Sword in his hand. Sahaba say, when you make Safa Marwa, this is Safa, that is Marwa, there was a house. There is a madrasa. Dar Arqam. Arqam radiallahu anhu. The first madrasa. So, the Master alayhi salam was there. Sahaba there. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulallah salam. Umar is coming. He got sword in hand. Leave him. When he enters, Umar was big in size. When he used to walk, shaitan took U-turn and run away. Like that. Today the shaitan, Shias and that, when they see Umar's name on the door, they take U-turn and run away. I say, Sadaqah, Sadaqallah, Sadaqal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must remember that. That is karamat of Sayyidina Umar till today. So anyway, carry on. So what had happened was, he entered, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammad abdul Rasul. Sahaba radiallahu an, in chorus, in unison, first time in the history of Islam, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They had Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam comes from the sky, Ya Rasul Allah, is not only you rejoicing, we rejoicing in the heavens and skies also. Today Umar embraced Islam. Go open Mishkat, you'll find it. So brothers, what Umar used to say, radiallahu anhu warda, Amir, on the farsh, on the land in sand, Allah used to send from the arsh. Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, waafaqtu rabbi talas. I suggested three things, and Allah revealed the verse. Go to Suyuti's Itqan, Ulumul Quran, Allama Suyuti from Egypt. So he says, I counted, I found over 20 places what Sayyidina Umar said, Allah revealed the verse just like that. According to what he suggested. You understanding? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the dua. He makes dua, Sayyidina Umar. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, give me martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah. And let me pass away here in Madinah. It's something seems like ironical and paradoxical, like, you want martyrdom, but you want to still pass away here. Fajr time, he make imamat. Abu Lu'lu, his name Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. He comes with a dagger. It's dark. And he stands there. He's fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, Majusi. And while Sayyidina Umar is performing imamat, he stabs him with a dagger of his. Sayyidina Umar collapses, blood gushing out. Sahaba continue with the salat, mas'alatul istikhlaf. That when the imam huzu breaks or he falls, you must carry on. So then they say, this was at 26th of Zulhijjah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, then for after 2-3 days they still carried on. They tried to do all the best. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, this is the panel of six and you must choose the Amir within these 3 days. So the people who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave great tidings of Jannah and so forth. So anyway, that is how Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr passes away, Sayyidina Umar makes the janazah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr passes away, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu makes janazah. Sayyidina Umar becomes shaheed, and then who makes his janazah? Who performs his janazah? Suhaib Rumi. This is Islam. Non-Arab. Suhaib Rumi, he loved him. So they told Suhaib, you go, you perform him a janazah for him. Are the great Sahaba were there. So Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu warda, he performed the Salatul Janazah. So now Umar said, in 3 days you must make the Amir. So that on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa of this Ummah. You hearing? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son Ibrahim, is born. His Milad Mubarak takes place in Zulhijjah. Remember that in the 8th year of the Hijrah. In the 10th year of the Hijrah, he passes away. Who passes away? Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother is Maria Qibtiyya. So the Master alayhi salam, while holding him, while he's in Sakarat, and the tears Mubarak of Bukawun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam is weeping, crying. Sahabas, wa anta ya rajutu crying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's golden Mubarak words. This is our deen of Islam. How to fulfill the rights of Creator, Allah Jalla wala, and how to fulfill the rights of creation simultaneously. For you, my beloved son, wa inna bi rabbi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, you're going to leave this world. I won't be able to embrace you. I won't be able to kiss you. I won't be able to talk with you. I won't be able to walk with you. 18 months old. Wa inna laka la mustardiyan fil jannah. Allah will give you, my son Ibrahim, a wet nurse there in Jannah. But Ya Allah, we will not say a word. Why my son? Why so young? No. وَلَا نَقُولُ. We don't say this. We say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجُعُونَ. We set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Go meet the mother who lost a child. Go meet the father who lost a child. Then see how they feel. That when you just take the name of the child, he was 3 years old, 5 years old, and then the car came and he passes away. The father was a driver, he didn't see his son, the son just ran and son passed away. So what you say, see, this happened. The Master alayhi salam taught us a lesson. So this is, he was born, his Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place in the 8th year, in Zulhijjah. And 10th year he passes away, to show this Ummah, our Deenul Islam is complete, for all times, all places, all circumstances. This is Deen of Islam. Therefore, I tell them, this dumb Muslim, I say, you jutla, you whatever you are, you pose whatever question you want. But Allah, we read the mass in the morning, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, these people, they got the whole total wrong understanding. Today, Ahmed Basad told me, there's somebody coming to deliver food there. So, the our food, you know, the driver is not. I say, what is his name? He say, alright. So I say, you better tell me his name. Just now somebody come in, yeah, I'll have to take up my AK-47 and this type of thing. You understand? So he said, no, it's our driver. I said, then it's alright. We don't know one water pistol also, but I do tell him that. So see, that how we worried about security and our dust and all these type of things. So the point I'm making is this, my brothers. Learn what happened. Last incident. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you must remember his one wife, Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiallahu anha. She was married to Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu anha. But Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, very beautiful. She was very reluctant to marry. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed verse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, you must marry. So you get married. So Zayd radiallahu anhu married Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. So that is one Zainab. Marriage didn't last long, but they did it to please Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after talaq, iddat, all that finished, now Zayd, what must I do? Sayyida Zainab, what must I do? Allah says, I'm going to elevate your rank so much, oh, you Zainab binti Jahsh, zawajnakaha. Not one woman on this earth can say, she is to tell Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Maimuna, your father, your family got you married. Allah Jalla wala performed my nikah to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zawajnakaha. Because I did only for Allah's sake. Zayd, you're the adopted son. People used to call you Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Surah 33 verse 5 got revealed, Ud'uhum li'abaihim waqsatu indallah. Call them by the biological father's name. All of you got adopted children, you can't register your child, adopted child by your name, not permissible that. Totally haram. It's deception also. So remember that you must register by the biological father's name. And you don't know, then say son of Islam or son of like that, Iman or something like that. But not your name. So Zayd bin Harisa. So his link to the Master al-Islam is cut off. Now the marriage also didn't work. Zayd, فَلَمَّا قَدَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. Zayd is the only Sahabi radiallahu anhu arda whose name is mentioned explicitly in Quran. How Allah elevates them. Radiallahu anhu majmain. So this other Zainab radiallahu anha, in the month of Zulhijjah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her. Sayyida Zainab, whenever you take the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam, you must use words of respect, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Zainab, words like that. So Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her, and nikah took place, everything, but she passed away in a very short period. But Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she has the longest hands. Now the honorable wives thought, it means literally, they start measuring, you know. Then let's see. She meant Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant she had so much love to spend on the poor, poor people, every day giving out charity, 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 charity. So this was her kamal, and she passed away. You must remember that. So this is our the Azwaj Mutahharat. So inshallah, we are tomorrow our program is there. Jummah in Majid al-Taqwa, and Azan is 10 past 12. And immediately after that is Bayan, inshallah, al-Aziz. And at night after Isha in Tongat, inshallah. So make dua for the Ummah at large. Make dua for us also. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital group. We thank all the Ansar directors, directors of Sirius FM and all of you. Tonight is Mubarak night. So all of us turn to Allah Ta'ala, all you my mother's sisters. Even if you can't read Salat because you're sick or something, there's so many things you can do. Read Durood Sharif, read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wa Akbar. And inshallah, that Allah Jalla Wala will make us minal maqbooleen. And those of you who want to become Hafiz, so tonight you must read and should read Surah Yasin, then you read Surah Dukhan, and you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and you read Surah Tabarak. You remember in this sequence, Hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, you must read Surah Yasin, you must read Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Mulk. Thalathan, aw khamsan, aw sab'an. Open Tirmidhi in Fazail Quran, you'll find. So you must do 3 consecutive weeks or 5 weeks or 7 weeks. Start tonight, inshallah. Your son will become a great hafiz, inshallah, al-aziz. Come, we make dua, brother, inshallah. Oh, what is no mic here? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف أحمد غورا عربي يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم سلم الحجاج والزوار والمؤتمرين والزائرين يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين I'm on time, isn't it? Okay, we return to the studio, as they say in English, you know. All three stations are all very busy, so they all got their programs. So 2030, we have to be dead, finish and out. So 2029, we polished it off. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feek, Jazakallahu khairan.